bad dates. Whoever had the worst date, in our opinion, gets the tickets for JoJo's Mad Love Tour, Port City Music Hall on Tuesday. Marianne, you're up first.
All right. So my worst date, we went out to dinner, and he spent the entire night talking about how he still lived with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It was rough.
Yeah. How long did that dinner last? Hopefully not three courses.
Yeah, it was like salad and then food and and drinks. So yeah, that's the whole, it was lengthy.
The server comes up. Hey, any dessert? No, we're good. Check, please.
Right.
Check, please.
Right.
Check, please. Gotta go.
Say hi to your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. All right, Marianne, hold on. Randy's up second. Hello, Randy.
Hi.
Okay, your bad date.
Okay, well, I was actually the reason it was bad, because everything was going great. He was so sweet. He invited me out to the movies. He paid everything. It was my first date where I didn't pay. Everything was wonderful. And then when we were at the movies, we got some cheesy bread, and it really upset my stomach. So the plan was, after the movies, to go back to his house where he had made me a nice, really nice spaghetti dinner, everything from scratch, even the noodles. And halfway to his house, I was like, you need to bring me home. I have an emergency. My mom needs me home. Like,
bye.
Well, you fessed up. Randy's like, yeah, it was a bad date, but it was me.
Right. Homemade noodles.
All right, one more here in the battle of the bad dates. Mark.
Yes.
Okay, your bad date.
It was years ago when I was in college, but I got picked up by kind of a blind date, friend set up type deal. And on the way back from the restaurant, we got pulled over in the car. She got sucked out of the car and arrested.
Why?
She wouldn't allow me to drive the car, so I actually had to call a buddy of mine to actually drive down outside of Boston to pick me up.
Wait, what did she get arrested for?
It was so she would drive without a license, and then she had some kind of warrant to appear in court or something like that. The cop actually who stopped her knew her really well and was like, get the hell out of the car. And I'm just looking there like a complete moron. So needless to say, funny story, but really, really, really embarrassing.
Really bad date. Okay. Oh, my God. I don't even know. Okay.
Yeah. So try sitting there in the car seat when there are blue lights behind you going, oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about your legal past.
Right.
Yeah, you're just like, what's
oh,
all
geez.
About? She's like, nothing, nothing. And then she got really nervous. And, kind of looked at me like, I was like, I'm not bailing you out. I got nothing vested.
Right, we only just met.
Right.
Okay, I got to go. Well, the battle of the bad dates goes whoever had the worst date. And if you get arrested on the date,
bad.
That's pretty
bad.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Randy, we feel bad for you. Good luck in future dates and future gastro issues. And Marianne, I hope you find a guy who's not living with his ex, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Mark, congratulations. Woo! You're going to JoJo. Mark.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, don't hang up. We got to get your info. Congratulations. Oh, my God. That was a tight round.
I was.
That was a tight
Good
round.
Good bad dates, right?